Jury selection begins today in what is expected to be the biggest political corruption trial in Illinois in some time, which is saying something given that this is a state where a former governor was sentenced to jail. The defendant is a real estate developer, Tony Rezko. He was a campaign fundraiser for Senator Barack Obama and the state's current governor. He is accused of trying to muscle millions of dollars in payoffs and campaign money out of companies that were seeking to invest state pension funds. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports from Chicago.
He used to be a man that politicians liked to see coming. Real estate developer and fast food tycoon Tony Rezko long had a reputation as being a gracious guy and a great fundraiser whose contributions went to both Republicans and Democrats. In Illinois, it was primarily Democrats, including the state's governor, Rod Blagojevich, and U.S. Senator Barack Obama. Senator Hillary Clinton has blasted Obama for his purchase of land next to his home from Rezko, since it had been widely reported before the sale the developer was being investigated. Even Obama has called the land deal a boneheaded mistake. Clinton appeared in a photograph with Rezko but received no donations from him. And Cindy Canary, the head of the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform, says the Rezko trial puts the Obama-Rezko relationship back in the spotlight.
There are no links that we know of that say there was any kind of quid pro quo with Obama and Rezko, but this can't help the senator.
Tony Rezko stands accused of using his political clout to run a multi-million dollar extortion scheme in the spring of 2004. Prosecutors say his goal was to collect bogus fees from companies hoping to handle investments from a teacher's pension fund and other state boards. When U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald announced the indictment more than a year ago, he said Rezko was a leader in a pay-to-play scheme on steroids.
When people are talking about getting $1.3 million each out of one deal, they're going to get $250,000 out of another deal. They're going to get a $1 million bribe out of another deal. The amounts of money that were being shaken down in 1 8-week span was in the millions.
Fitzgerald says those extortion plans were thwarted by federal investigators and that Rezko pocketed no more than $250,000. In court papers, an anonymous beneficiary of the alleged scheme is listed as only public official A. But federal judge Amy St. Eve, who will hear the Rezko case, recently identified public official A as Illinois' current governor, Rod Blagojevich. Prosecutors say Rezko became a powerful operative in state government because he raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for the governor. Blagojevich has not been charged with any wrongdoing, and this past week he had little to say about the case.
I don't know much about it. I have a job to do as governor, and it's a full-time job. I don't think it's fair for me to comment on a pending court case.
This is a big deal in Illinois, where we just sent our last governor to jail.
As Cindy Canary notes, it was just 3 months ago that the state's former governor, George Ryan, began serving a 6.5-year term for his conviction on corruption charges. Meantime, Barack Obama gave to charity the nearly $150,000 Rezko-linked contributions he received. Again, Cindy Canary.
I'm not expecting to see anything in the Rezko trial that really is damaging to the senator. This is very much a case about Illinois and about the executive administration and governor of the state of Illinois.
But Canary says in a hot political presidential race, anything can be damaging. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
And you can read more about the case against Tony Rezko and his ties to prominent Illinois politicians, including Obama, by going to npr.org/elections.